The God Particle Bible, written by myself, Michael Matheson, and narrated, again, by myself, Michael Matheson. The God Particle Bible, Introduction. The God Particle Bible, written by myself, was begun in kind of a very interesting way. I'm actually a science fiction writer by trade, and I've produced many books about science fiction over my life. And a few years ago, when it became known to me that the scientific community was getting closer and closer to what they called the God particle, or the Higgs boson, I started researching it, thinking that it might make the basis of another science fiction novel, and it did. So after a little bit of research, I wrote a book called Realia, E Pluribus Unum. And in the last section about the author, you can find all the other books that I've produced over the years. And it was a very fascinating journey, writing E Pluribus, Realia E Pluribus Unum, because I found out that in quantum physics, there is something known as the probability theory. Scientists have learned long ago that when you delve into the smallest particles in the universe, they really don't exist in the real world sense. You either know the location of something, or you know its momentum, but you can't know both. And therefore, to quantum physicists, everything in the universe is really based on probability of events, not certainty. And so when I put the scientific knowledge that we have at the time together with the discovery of the God particle, it made for some very interesting plot twists. And in that story, we actually turn back time, and we get to redo a lot of things in history that make for a much more exciting future, all based on the God particle and the way that I have my main character manipulate it through a very unique software program. But when I finished that book, I was very dissatisfied because I felt that there was so much more to what the God particle is all about. And so I decided to write a book that would explain the God particle from the physicist's point of view, from the scientific community's point of view, to make it available to the average person, because this knowledge is extremely complex and abstract when you get down to the nitty-gritty. And so I began doing more research and thinking about the implications of the God particle, and the most interesting part was that the person who predicted the God particle, a man by the name of Professor Peter Higgs of Edinburgh University in Scotland, did not want to call it. In fact, he vehemently objects to calling his particle the God particle. He would much prefer to be called the Higgs boson, because being a normal, egotistical human being, he'd much rather have the most significant particle in the universe named after him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?